Yesterday during Norm's show, he had the Goose on for his weekly visit. Always a great radio exchange between those two. But this time it got just a little bit contentious between Norm and the Goose. And we've got it queued up in there, don't we, Jer? All right, so let's listen back to what happened yesterday between Norm and the Goose here on The Ticket.
Yay. Norman Fallopian Hitchkiss here with you, and I want to welcome you to the program, and I want to just a special thank you to Mike Soroy for completely dominating the last segment. I really appreciate that. Let's move on. Joining us right now, he's a master of sports. He knows all. He used to be a woman, but now he's a man. He's the sports savant known as the Geezer. You there, Goose?
Hello, Goose. Norman.
Oh, great, pal. Oh, it's so great to hear your voice.
Let me just say, Norman, I'm more of a woman than you'll ever be. I've read all the Twilight novels. I've been through menopause, Norm. Top that.
I'm not going to try to top that, Goose. I'm just kind of an odd start there. Listen, let's talk Cowboys, Goose. It was very obvious that the Cowboys should not have run the ball any more than they did, and that Romo was perfect. And I know you absolutely agree with me, so let's move on. Norman Bundy Hitchkiss with you right now.
That's great. And
you disagree with what? That my middle name is Bundy? Just had it changed last week. Mike Soroy, help me.
I disagree with your sports points, Norm. Disagree. Cowboys should have run the ball more. Why even have a running back if you're not going to use Murray? I mean, down the stretch, they should have fed it to Murray. What's going on?
Oh, please, Goose. They scored 48 points, for God's sake.
They needed 52, Norm. Needed 52.
Okay, but Goose, you can't win every single game. Romo was darn near perfect.
He threw an interception when it mattered most, Norm.
He threw 5 touchdown passes!
He threw an interception when it mattered the most. Called
5! 5 touchdown passes!
Romo's fault.
It's not Romo's fault! It is not Romo's fault! It is not Romo's fault!
It's his fault, you bald moron.
Don't you dare call me a bald moron, Goose, please! Come on! You let your temporary breast implants go to your bald head!
Romo gives the game away a lot. He's done it a lot.
When?
Over his career.
When?
Pittsburgh.
Goose!
Jets.
Goose!
Redskins.
Goose!
Detroit.
Goose!
Chicago.
Ah!
Philly.
Ah!
New England.
Goose! Look, Goose,
away a lot.
Please, I know exactly why you're disagreeing with me. P1s don't know it, but I know it. Every threesome we ever had left you feeling unsatisfied and suspended from the ceiling in handcuffs. You're an idiot!
I'm not an idiot, I'm a lead columnist, and no comment on that suspended from a ceiling.
There's a reason why you haven't known the touch of a woman outside the fat ones that go to Star Trek conventions. Goose, get off my phone. Get off my phone!
Wrong. Norm, you're wrong most of the time, and you know it. There's a reason that you've had 77 bones broken in your body by mobsters.
Soroy, can we dump that? Let's hang up on Goose. Let's move
on. You're addicted to gambling, Norm.
Shut up! Goose!
Goodness, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was that bad. I've never heard Norm scream like that.
Boy, it devolved into personal attacks pretty quickly.
It did.
The sports argument was a lot shorter than I remembered it there.
Yeah. Well, you can see how Sunday's Cowboys game is dividing the community.
Oh.
8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.